Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nation.
Glory be to God. Yes, thank you, all of you. Thank you, worship team. Thank you, Joanne. Thank you, everyone of you who has testified. Thank you, Alan. Yeah, good to hear that that you love coming to church. Hallelujah. Okay? It's good when you get to know that what? There are human beings on earth who love going to what? Yes. Glory be to God. Yeah, those who have testified, thank you so much. Okay? Sam Wanga, 8 years. Never testified. Okay? Never. Okay? Ha. Glory be to God. You should, what? Or you want to come now? Okay? You should testify. Okay? Don't fear, you know? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Yes, we encourage our young, they call them young people. Okay? We encourage them in this church to what? To always come up here and speak. Okay? Yeah, children, yes, and many of them have been doing that. Okay? Eden stopped. She used to come up here. Okay? Yeah, but I personally want, I love it when I see young people, that age group, the Grace Joys, you know, standing here. Because it, yes, of course, it gives glory to God, but it also helps them, okay, concerning where they are going. Okay? The truth of the matter is, if you don't get, if children don't, don't learn how to speak before a crowd, okay, most probably, yeah, they will be limited in as far as school and job opportunities are concerned. Okay? There are some places you won't get to, yet God would want to take you there if you cannot stand before a crowd and speak to them. Glory be to God. If you can't stand before a crowd, okay? And this is a crowd, okay? If you can't stand before a crowd and speak to them, okay? There are some places you won't get to, even when God wants to get you there. You see, in everything that we want from God, we have to partner with Him. There's a part God plays, okay? And there's a part you also have to play. Hallelujah. Okay, so there are some prayers you're making, God to open for you doors, to give you opportunities, to do this, to become great. But God is like, but those opportunities entail standing and addressing people. You understand? So if you can't do it, okay? Yeah, but yeah, so if you fear to do that, okay, with kids, you know, then learn. And this is a good starting point. Right now, I think we are less than 30. Okay? You understand, eh? You can begin in church here with your what? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. You're not going to be a CEO of a serious company, a serious organization. Okay? If you can't what? Address 30 chaps. Okay? Then you get a deal. Okay? Your company gets a deal, for example. Eh? Maybe KCCA. Yeah? You know, and they call you. And they gather 10% of the KCCA staff so that you can tell them what you want what to do. So that they can give you a billion whatever to what? To do that work. So you see, God wants to get a billion shillings to you. All right? But now you're not able to address what? The Lord Mayor and his what? And his cohort. Glory be to God. Yeah, I especially, you know, I'm passionate when I'm talking about that because in a sense I was a victim of that. Okay? One of the reasons why I hated medical school was that whole thing of speaking before. Right? Okay? Now, waving, speaking on words, you know what they call word rounds? Hmm? Those of you who have had patients in Omolago, you know, when a professor comes with an entourage, you know, many white coats behind him, then they stop on your patient. Then they spend 1 hour there. Then they put, you understand? Yeah? Then there's a intern or a third year medical student who has to present to the professor, okay, what is wrong with this? Yes. Now, I hated doing that, and when I went for my, anyway, please, glory be to God. So I thank people like Grace Joy, Elizabeth, Eden, Glory. I'll put you in that category. Okay, who come up here, and you know, it's very important, I'm telling you. Okay? And that's why I admire some tribes. Some tribes. Okay? Especially Banyankole. Hmm? For most of them, they get it in the DNA. Okay? They get it in the DNA. And man, for them, you know, yapping is not, okay? Is not a problem. Okay? But yes, not bad. And it works for them, man. Okay? Guys come and talk like they know everything, you know, eh? I have a guy, there's a friend of mine, he's a friend, an acquaintance, but he was 1 year below me in medical school. Then when I was doing my first job up country, I found him there. Okay? Yeah, now, recently I learned that he bought the plot of land, half an acre, below our house. You know that land? Just below. It's some dock boat. Okay? Yeah. And so recently I was with him and he was doing something on his land and he needed my help. Okay? So he's there in boots with a hat, you know, eh? You know that must be on his hat. Eh? They were, you know, then everything the guy was what? Talking. Eh? Now this. The guy seemed to be an expert. As in confidence. Then he says, by the way, let me advise you people, if you want to succeed. Now we are here, the guy is pouring what? With pesticide. Eh? But now then he says, now, if you want to succeed, let me give you advice. What? The guy is what? He's called Moses Arenitra. I was looking at the guy and I was like, now he's a typical one. Now, for some people, that comes across as arrogance. Okay, but man, the guy just is. Those are guys who can get PhDs when they have done the PhD is nonsense, but it's just yapping and appearing like you know stuff. Okay, and you get jobs, you get contracts, you get opportunities. Glory be to God. Okay, years ago, the first time I told Ukaro to lead the service, okay? Basically, it got her like unawares, okay? Then I remember when she came up here, she what? Testified that she was always looking forward to the opportunity when she would lead a service. Now you see, some people are like, man, let it never happen. But someone in the congregation is like, Njagala, what? Opportunity. Can you imagine? Now, that's great. Eh? For me, I want. You know, eh? Hallelujah. Eh, so, you know, eh? Glory be to God. Okay? Jade, you know, eh? You're praying for jobs, you're praying for money, but there's some money that won't come to you, which God wants to give you. If you can't stand before people and talk to them, you understand? It ain't going to come, eh? Okay, yeah, God might give you money, 40 acres, and you plant maize, and you get dime, and that's okay. But then there are some others which you won't get. Okay? Now, the best place to start is here. Okay? This mic is always available for a few minutes. Glory be to God. Just come and just say how God what? How God did what? Your sister got married. I'm happy about it. And you go back and sit. Hallelujah. Okay? Glory be to God. Amen. Elizabeth, I'm a white man. Okay. My wife always says that, man, those whites, they come here, they talk with confidence like they know everything. You guys are angers, man. But, man, boldness, man. Then, as they are talking, they are, you know, what they don't know about. In the process, they are learning your stuff. Before you know it, give the guy 1 year. The guy will know that subject better than you chaps. Because he's not afraid to yap his what? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Please, hallelujah. Amen. Glory be to God. But you guy, you know, yeah. Hallelujah. Yes. Okay. You've heard? Young man, yes. Do you want to come and tell us something? No, you come. Let's give him a big hand clap as he comes. Please, come. Something good God has done for you or for your uncle, for your parents. Yes. Glory be to God. First, give me, okay? Brother, which team do you support?
Liverpool.
The Liverpool, whatever, has just run out. Okay. What do you want to say? Has God been good to you, done something good for your family or for you or for your mother?
Praise God, church. Amen. I thank God that we went back to school, all of us, and we are alive.
Very good. Hallelujah. Amen. Yes. I'm looking for someone else to add. Bridget ever testify? Yes, you know, she has DNAs of some arrogant chaps. DNAs. Some arrogant chaps in quotes. Glory be to God. All right? Yeah, please, if you have DNA of anything, okay, take advantage of it. Even when you haven't seen it, what? Sometimes all it needs to do, it needs you to activate it. Glory be to God. Like there's some lady here, a married woman, okay, who doesn't want, there's something which they call public display of affection, PDA. Holding hands, walking, well, you know, eh? Now this lady, okay, her mother's tribe and her father's tribe, both those groups, when it comes to showing affection, they are what? They are, yeah, eh? They say 100, what? But now for what she what? She's in her husband, man, she's like, no, what? She's uncomfortable. And I was like, no. You have 2 DNAs, man. Very powerful. Okay? So those DNAs, while in LAT, they are going to be activated. Glory be to God. So we're going to help, I don't know whether we're helping the wife or the husband. Both. Okay, but I told the husband that your future is very bright. I told him that, you know what, you have a bright what? A bright future. Glory be to God. Because of what we're going to do to his what? To his wife. Hallelujah. Now, yes, the last time I was here, we were talking about a certain subject which we're going to continue talking about, and that is lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven. Glory be to God. Lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven. Hallelujah. Yes. So I'm beginning the service now. Amen. The other was just what? Yeah, so I need to welcome some people. Okay. Martinson, good to see you. Yes, we always love to see you because you're very helpful. Amen. Yes. Carol, good to see you. Okay. Almost every day. Almost every day you're on my mind. Yeah. Good to see you. Hallelujah. Who else haven't I seen in quite a bit? Anyone? Vanessa, you were here last Sunday, isn't it? Yeah. But good to see all of you. Hallelujah. So lay up for yourselves treasures where? In heaven. Okay? Matthew chapter 6, from verse 19, it says that, do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven where neither moth nor rust destroys and where thieves do not break in and steal. Okay? And we saw that laying up in the context in which Jesus was speaking, laying up for ourselves treasures in heaven means being generous. Okay? If you have something and you can, something material, money, and you can share it with someone, okay, when you do that, then you're laying up for yourself treasures in heaven. Glory be to God. Okay, and one day you're going to be reunited with what you laid up for yourself in heaven. Glory be to God. Amen. Now, we also saw that it is not only material stuff, okay, that enables you to lay up for yourself treasures in heaven, but also anything good that you do for the Lord. Anything good that you do for the Lord, including, of course, the good things that you do for people, okay? All that is considered treasures that you're laying up for yourself in heaven, okay? For example, Hebrews 11 verse 6 says that, without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he, God, is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Okay? When you seek God, all right, the Bible says that you will be rewarded. Okay? Now you see you're being rewarded, not for giving, but for seeking God, spending time talking to God, spending time singing to God, okay? Taking off an hour a day to fast. An hour a day to fast. Okay? Okay? Anyway, taking off a time to fast, okay? You're laying up for yourself treasures in heaven. Glory be to God. Okay? Spending time praising and worshiping him. Even when it is in your car. Okay? Those are treasures. Okay? And in a sense, they're actually free, what? Treasures you're laying up. Because what does it take you to sing to God? All right? As in, you know, glory be to God. Okay, when you visit someone in hospital, when you give a church member a call, you haven't seen them in church for quite a bit, and you call them and say, hello, are you okay? All right? By the way, I'm not joking, eh? Okay, I heard of someone who went to what? Heaven, okay? And those things, giving someone a phone call to ask them how they are doing. It's man. It is also laying up what? Treasures in heaven. Okay? Can you imagine? Because you see, you're showing love, you're showing care. Glory be to God. Okaro is saying now, look at the guy who's speaking. I have never received a call from him. Yeah. Okaro, have what? Some people who dream and God is telling them to help me. Okay? To check on what? Hallelujah. Okay? When my wife was in the States, who had a dream? Christine had a dream. When she was in the States, like 3 or 2 weeks ago, with the kids. When was it? Anyway, recently. Yeah, so Christine had a dream. Okay, when Geraldine was at her house, all right, and then you just, your things, okay, your things, okay. Then as she's leaving to go back to America, she tells him that, who asked you, how is Pastor? Or it is her who said, let us go and check on what? On Pastor. How is what? He's doing. So anyway, so yeah. Anyway, so she shared the dream with Jera. Then Jera shared it with me. So I kept waiting for people to check on Pastor. Because I was suffering, man. Eh? Okay, one of my what? Meals, man. I would cook of rice. You know, I'd learned in P7, no, in P6, and in 1989, how to cook rice. They used to leave me at home, like alone, okay? Yeah. Was it P7 VAC or P6 before? Anyway, so then my sister, I have a big sister who taught me how to what? Make rice. She said, when you what? 1 cup of rice, 2 cups of what? Water. And I've never forgotten that. Okay? So it sorted me. So I would do rice, but man, there was no sauce. And I wasn't going to get into that nonsense of what? So there's a friend of mine, a neighbor, who had brought us avocado. Is it avocado or avocado? Avocado. Please learn that. Praise. And so it ripened. So I would go get a full one. Then I what? And that would be sauce. Mix it with, and man, it was delicious. I remember that stuff is nutritious. You know, I discovered the Kafunda in Mulawa, local food. And I just come on the scene before she left. So I used to try to get there before they closed. Okay? So I told her, you know, my wife is away for what? 3 weeks, what, you know? Then at times I would arrive when they have what? Or closed. But then they would be in the car like taking stuff. Then when they would see me, they would what? Yeah. Then they would bring back the saucepans, what? Okay? Then they would, yeah. So I was what? So I waited to be checked on. Nothing, what? Hey. So people missed their what? They missed laying up for themselves treasures in where? In heaven. Glory be to God. And so anything good that you do for people, anything that you do for the Lord, you're laying up for yourself treasures. Where? In heaven. But this is a very serious matter. You see, this Bible or the things of God are not as complicated as someone. Some people want us to think by using big words. Every time they come to preach or they write a book, they have it's like everything's a mystery. But you know, walking in godliness, it is just basically being good, doing the right, you know, Hallelujah. Visiting the sick. The times when I still have motivation to check on some sick chaps. Okay? But then I remember, I read a story. Some guy who went to heaven. Okay? And people were being rewarded for checking on sick people. Okay? Then you're laughing at me. But for me, I'm saying the truth. I'm exposing my what? But I can assure you also like that. The things where you do want to go and check. You understand? Very far, man. People have cars. No, I'm a mafuta. I'm talking about I'm with jam. Okay? Yeah, but I'm like, man, it's good. It's good to check on what the sick. Hallelujah. One time we went to Ruzira to, you know, to check on the sick in this church. Okay? Mark's wife, when she gave birth. Okay? And I added even another what? A treasure by giving someone a lift. She's here. So, two. Okay? double. Glory be to God. So, yeah, Christianity, you know, there's something which you even don't need two verses. In fact, even if you didn't know that verse, you just do what you know is good. And as you're doing it, man, you're laying up for yourself treasures in heaven. Glory be to God. Amen? Hallelujah. Okay? Now, why you're doing that, or as we talk about this, it is important to remind ourselves that our citizenship is in heaven. Glory be to God. Our citizenship is in heaven. Okay? That is actually why you should lay up treasures in heaven, your country. Okay? Philippians chapter 3, verse 20 says that our citizenship is in heaven, from which we also eagerly wait for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will transform our lowly body, that it may be conformed to his glorious body, according to the workings by which he is able even to subdue all things to himself. Okay? Our citizenship is where? In heaven. Okay? So if your citizenship is in heaven, okay? Common sense, okay? Common sense requires us to invest in our country. Isn't it? Okay? That is why the people who are abroad, Ugandans who work abroad, okay, they send money back home. Okay? They send money back to Uganda because they're like, our citizenship is in what? Is in Uganda. Okay? We are in America, we are in Dubai, okay, but we need to invest in our country. Because once upon a time, okay, we shall go back, okay, to Uganda, all right? And we need to find something there, okay? And that something can only be there if they laid up their treasures in Uganda. Glory be to God. Okay? Hallelujah. Recently, I heard that, once in a month, there are Catholics who meet here every Sunday, somewhere downstairs, once a month. There's a mass which takes place there on Sunday morning at a time when they're supposed to be in the Kelesia, okay, in their church. Okay? But once a month, they meet down here. Have you ever asked yourself why? Okay? Now, there's someone I met who explained to me this thing. So he says that, you see, many of these people, now, most of them who meet here are all from the West. Okay? I don't know which exact region. So, the reason why they do it, and they're not the only ones, several began what? Doing it. And not only Catholics, but also Anglicans. Because they're like, you see, we're here in Buganda. So all our offertory, building projects, work for the church, okay, it is all what? Then they really, but we're not whatever, our home. So they began those things of one, say what? Yeah, so the dimes they collect here, they send it back what? You've heard of those things? People have begun doing them. They're like, everything here, Buganda, what? This church, whatever ring. It is, meanwhile at home, Jetwava. No, they said, no way. So I guess they went and talked to the Pope or whoever. Okay, say, one Sunday, no, we're not coming. Please allow us. We send us a priest and we do our own thing. We collect our dime and we send it home. Now, I don't know whether that is good or bad. I don't know. All right? But I'm just trying to make a point that, yes, our citizenship is in heaven. Okay? So we should send stuff in heaven. We should send stuff to our country. Okay? Geraldine, I don't know if this is good. This is a good sermon for Eden. Okay? Anyway, please lay up for yourselves what? Treasures in heaven. For those of you who didn't understand what I was trying to what? Now that you're laughing, it means that you crack. All right? You know, yesterday I was cracking a joke. You know, I was telling my kids about what happened. Life in high school. Okay, way back in high school. So I thought I'm going to tell this story and they'll all be like, man, you know. Then Abigail was like, what is funny? Like I don't understand. Okay? The story was, we had a teacher in SMAC, okay, called Kamanzi. So when they had Kamanzi, it sounds like Manzi, what? So Kamanzi, yeah, he was a teacher. So one time, he grabbed some chap dodging classes. The guy was in the dormitory. So when he was grabbed, okay, when Kamanzi grabbed him, he was, sleeping. So the guy said, man, I couldn't go to class because I have a headache. So Kamanzi was like, what? You have a headache, okay? Headache where? Have you crack? Man, they haven't crack. A headache is in the head. So why a headache? Where are headache? Eh? So you also like Eden. Rather Abigail. Okay? But what was I talking about? Yeah. Anyway, invest in heaven, okay? Lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven. Okay, be good. Glory be to God. Amen? Okay? The worship team, okay? They are laying up for themselves treasures in heaven. You see, when Jesus said that the first will be last, and the last will be first, he meant that right now, okay, you might be showing someone dust, like they call it. You stay in where? In Tinder, ministers, whatever, Okay? But so you're fast. But a day is coming, if you're not careful, okay, where, man, you'll be last. In heaven, for example. Okay? When you get there, man, and there's nothing for you, but you made it to heaven. Okay? In the kingdom of God, when you'll be a nobody, but yes, you are there, but you're a nobody because you lived just for the temporal. Hallelujah. Okay? Glory be to God. Okay? So the worship team, okay? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I mean, anyway, The first shall be last, and the last shall be first. That is why, man, this world, if you get biblical sense, you should go slow on okusabantu mu grades, mu classes. All thinking that you're better than what? You might get a shock. And you, if you're not careful, you're going to get a shocker very soon, in a few years. Because in a few years, okay, 50 years, whatever, if the Lord didn't return before then, okay, most of the people, you know, you won't be here. Okay? Yeah. We pray to God that we shall be what? In what? In heaven. Okay, and when you get there, man, you go get shockers, man. Glory be to God. Okay? Right now, you take great pride. You think, okay, not you, okay? But people think they're better than others because they are of a certain tribe. Can you imagine? How do you start thinking that you're better than someone? Because of a certain tribe. I think it's ridiculous when you think about it. Number one, you even didn't do anything to be of that tribe. Like if you think it makes you better than someone, you didn't do nothing to be what you are. Eh? Glory be to God. That's why when you find things like tribalism among Christians, it is so fake. You just realize that these people, all these persons, they are so carnal. Christians, your citizenship is in heaven. But you think you're better than someone because a fellow Christian, because your tribe is. Man, that is ridiculous. That is what? It's ridiculous. It's just. Okay? And we shouldn't be like that, man. Glory be to God. Alan. Okay? Alan's a nice guy. Okay? Please, please, please. My dad used to say, please, 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 when he's going to lose an argument. I said, please, please, please. Glory be to God. We are Christians. Our citizenship is in where? Is in heaven. And we should invest there. Because one day, okay, if the Lord doesn't return soon, we will go there. But even when he returns, he will rapture us to there. Okay? Now, we better make sure that we have laid up treasures in heaven. Glory be to God. Okay? Did you listen to Patrick Wandera's son's testimony? He talked about mansions, man, in heaven. Okay? Grace Elizabeth, okay? Years ago, she dreamt, man, where there are mansions in heaven. And she asked, thank God she's there. She asked to see her mansion. And they told her, no, you first do good works. Okay? The good works you do, you're sending material up to heaven. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Nefe tukena kufuna ka YouTube, what? We channel. Hey. Nothing to say of Julie's wife, nothing to know of Julie's. These things are not only for some special kids. We also have our special kids. And when we do that, we shall be laying up for ourselves treasures in heaven. Because I'm telling you these things. You're ministering to people. Glory be to God. I read, I think it was the final quest. Okay? And it said that. To this day, I think Paul is still reaping because of the work he did, because of the episodes. Okay? He's still reaping. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So, our citizenship is where? In heaven. Let's emulate our brothers and sisters who are abroad. They send money to Uganda, they are investing. Though there are some of you who hammer them on the head. Of course, none of you are, you understand, eh? And what I'm trying to say is that people rob them. Okay? And those people, one day, there's something called the justice of God. In fact, these days I think about the justice of God, and I'm like, actually, it is so good to think this way, that one day there'll be justice. So that if some guy hammers me, you know, dimes, if someone, you know, then it is easy to let go, because you're like, Mukama Jari, God is just. Okay? God is what? God is you, as in, eh? It's easy to let go. But when you don't have the revelation that one time with justice will be, you know, who granted, it's easy to have this thing of to hold on, to hold a grudge, eh? Or to try to get back at someone, eh? But when you realize actually God is just, whatever good thing is done, it shall be rewarded. Whatever evil is done, it shall be punished. Unless, of course, people repent. Glory be to God. Amen? This is why this whole thing of there's no God, it just doesn't, you know? When you convince yourself that there's no God, there's no God. So you're like, you can kill people and just pray that you die, you know, before you're imprisoned. And then, you know, you're kawa. Because you die and then you're over, if I should say. You're over, like you don't exist anymore. That ends. But you see, just there's something called justice. You can't just do rubbish and then you just get off the scene. Eh? And then, man, you know. That's one of the reasons why I believe God exists. Because you can't kill people. You can't steal. Eh? Okay? Steal and do. And then you, okay? Like Biden, you know, make Obama, just make your life mission, to get all countries into what? Homosexuality. Okay? Then you die and nothing happens. You're no more. You just... No. There must be a God who will pay everyone according to his deeds. Unless, of course, they repent before they cross the line. Glory be to God. Amen? Hallelujah. There is God, the Bible says he will reward, okay, good, and he will punish evil. Hallelujah. Amen? You know, they are Christians, man. Guys are thugs, Christians. Right now, they're in charge. Right now, they are in charge, our local, but thugs. Even while they are in church there, they are looking. In fact, maybe they attended because there's a certain guy who they are trying to sell a deal, some land deal, what? But the and then just say the blood covers it all. It covered it all a long time ago. No. Hallelujah. So our citizenship is in what? In heaven. Glory be to God. All right? Now that our citizenship is in heaven, okay, as we lay up for ourselves treasures there, okay, we also have to be mindful of how we live. Okay? Because if we live in an ungodly manner, okay, even though we are laying up for ourselves treasures in heaven, there is a risk that you might not be... that you might never see your treasures in heaven. Okay? There's a risk that you might not be united, okay, or reunited with your treasures in heaven. Okay? Meaning that there's a risk that you might not go to heaven if you're living an ungodly manner, however many good things that you're doing. Glory be to God. So as we talk about this subject, we also have to talk about or to remind ourselves that we should live godly lives. We should live a lifestyle of people whose citizenship is heaven. Okay? We shouldn't live in an earthly way, evil way, a worldly way, okay, like people who are just of the world. Our citizenship is in heaven, so we should live here on earth as citizens of heaven. Glory be to God. Remembering, as 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9 says that, you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, okay? God's own special people. Hallelujah. You are royalty, okay? You are a holy nation. Holy means set apart, okay? You're set apart for God, as in you're that special. Glory be to God. Amen? You are special. So you shouldn't live as someone who's unspecial. Glory be to God. We shouldn't. Hallelujah. Young people, I don't know if that word exists. Unspecial. So be careful before you, what? You might fail PLE. Then you blame it on me. Hallelujah. We are citizens of heaven. We are a royal, the Bible says we are kings and priests before our God. Glory be to God. So that's how we should live. If we don't live that way, there is a risk, okay, that whatever we have laid up in heaven, we might actually never see it. We might see the opposite man, fire, in hell. Glory be to God. Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2 says that, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. Okay? Present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God. Okay? Don't let your body be involved in evility, in evil. Okay? Okay? Glory was looked at me, was like, wow, pastor has unleashed a word I've never heard of. Glory, that word didn't exist. Okay? But you see, it might exist one day. You see, language evolves. Today, what you call, we used to call it embogo. Eh? Today, what you call broken English. Man, tomorrow, those same English chaps will now start to use it as right English. I'm telling you the truth. So that's why these language things are very, you know. Eh? Okay? So anyway, don't use your bodies for evil. Okay? But present your body as a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. Then verse 2 continues and says, and do not be conformed to this world. Don't be conformed to this world. Why? Your citizenship is in heaven. You are heavenly, okay? But be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Think like someone whose citizenship is in heaven. Glory be to God, okay? Do not be conformed to this world. Don't give in, okay, to the lifestyles of this world. Don't. If they kill you, let them kill you, okay? And you'll be added to those other what? The guys who are killed on 3rd June. Hallelujah. And you'll be in heaven. Okay? Don't. Hallelujah. Don't be conformed to the standards of this world. Okay? The way the world speaks, the way the world dresses, the music the world listens to and dances to, You're much better than that. You are a citizen of heaven, my dear. Glory be to God. You're special, a holy nation. Don't live like, you know, eh? Just imagine if your dad is the Kabaka of Buganda, for example. Then they find you, you know, eating from an ash heap, you know, dustbin. As in, it's like, what? Don't you know, man, what are you, Banda? Okay? Like, man, it will make news headlines. It is only the Baganda who will bribe the media stations not to report that story. Because they're like, tuke na kuswala. You know, we can't report this. They will bribe them, what? Not to report that story. Because they're like, a prince, a princess. Dustbin, man. Glory be to God. So it is the same thing when we who are citizens of heaven live a life that is for people who are just earthbound, you know, eh? People of the world. That's how the angels look at what? At us. Even the world which knows how we should live. That's how it looks at us. But tebogela, okay? Meanwhile, they are, you know, but when they go back, they just laugh. Say, no, abalokole, balabe. Okay. I read that when you remember, for those of you who are what? Sam, who was alive in 2001. Okay. Yes, when the U.S. was bombed, okay? September 11, okay? When it was, you know? Bomb now. Americans were freaked out. They got scared. Okay? And man, for a few weeks, they ran to church. Churches got filled up in the States. Because, you see, that's why they say that there is no true atheist. Okay? That thing is not there. When trouble hits man, people in their hearts, they're like, you know? And so churches in America got filled. Guys were scared that they are going to finish them off. Okay? But it is said that lasted for a few weeks. And then churches got empty again. Why? Apparently because they didn't find God in the church. Churches didn't have God in them. So people didn't find that which would keep them there. Glory be to God. Okay? I suspect that one of the reasons for that is because the churches had conformed to the standards of this world. Okay? So why come to church, yet we're the same chaps? You understand? Well, I'm there in the world, okay? What you guys are doing, the way you behave, it is a, so what's the difference? And after this thing didn't last like a year. Okay, after a few weeks, churches got empty again. Because people didn't find God in the churches. Glory be to God. Amen? Hallelujah. When people come to your home, when people come to your apartment, okay, and you're hosting them for a meal or they've come to visit, do they feel God? Do they live? Or while they are there, do they have this thing that, oh man, I don't know how I ended up here, but this home of this one, Mulokole, I don't know how I ended up here. Okay? Or they feel like they're still in their world. Okay? Do they sit there and they feel like, yeah, man, there's something different in the air here. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Like, do they feel that? Or those who are hardened, eh? Do they say that, man, what brought me here? Okay? Or they come to your house, your apartment, and man, you're playing their best songs. You're playing their best songs. Okay? Remember? Worldly chaps. And they come to your apartment, your house. Okay? And man, eh? No somewhere to hit. And okay? Then you even start to talk about who sang that song. I know, he was better than the other one. Because you see the other one, when they divorced, then what? Then you start that jazz. You understand? No, not living as a citizen of heaven. Okay? I'm telling you, if there's ever a party of whatever kind, big or small, in my home, okay? Your brother or sister who you come with, they're not going to meet their best song. It's not going to be there. Ngenda kubaza nyira Christian music. Abatagala mugende. It's my what? It's my home. Okay? You don't help me to pay rent for it. It's mine. Okay? Then you sit there and say, nah, yeah, man, but can't they also do their what? Because it's a party. This is not church. It's a party. It's not church. So you see, the thinking is, but you're mad. You're mad when you start to think like that. That evil songs are okay for a party, for a mulokole. Godly song, it was a church. Now, if you think like that, be very careful, because it means you are not only thinking that about music, but you hold the same opinion concerning other things. And you might end up in hell. Okay? You might not be reunited with the treasures you're laying up in heaven. Glory be to God. Amen? Yeah. In fact, one of these days, I think I should just stop attending anyone's party. Maybe just a few people who I trust. Because you see, when you invite me for your thing, I'm going to make you uncomfortable. Because category now, your numbers, which what? Because it's a party. It's a party. Now, while I'm there, you know what I'm thinking. And then I'll make you uncomfortable. Okay? There's a preacher who used to say that when they were in high school, he used to kill parties. Okay? Fellow students would invite him for, things. And man, the guy's presence would kill them. Because, man, people realize that, man, this is not true. What do I do? You see, people actually know what they are doing. But you see, they are conforming to the standards of what? Of this world. And this shouldn't be, brothers and sisters. Glory be to God. No one is going to kill you because you haven't played their best. No worldly person is going to kill you because you didn't play their best song when they came for your party. Okay? On the contrary, even when they didn't say it to you, but they will live saying that, man, Lydia, yaloko kebya dala. Yaloko kebya dala, dala, dala. Okay, but they won't tell that to you. Most probably they won't. They'll only say those things when you really fall. Say, Kale, sorry. Okay, Kale, Christopher. Kale, wali, oloko kwe de dala. Na ye kati no viva. Ati wali, oloko kwe de dala. But they weren't saying that when you are what? Harassing them with Christian music. Hallelujah. As in, I had a great testimony about Elder Sam. Sam is okay. Okay? That one time he had at his home and families, I think the wife's family and his family were all there. And that some man was playing his songs on his phone. Now, apparently he insisted that, no, these are the only songs that are going to be played here. I don't know if it's true, about Banimba. But I was like, wow, so in LAT there are people who are like that. I was like, this is great. But apparently there's that thing from some, during the function. There's some people who are like, but can't you? And Elder Sam refused. Because remember, you are, this is my home. Tujja kubizanya ewamwe, nayenze wano. Please, there's some of you who are shaking your heads. You're smiling at me like, wow, yes, Pastor, but I know what. Okay? Please, don't be live like a citizen of heaven. And by the way, one of the reasons why you should leave this music alone, run away from it, because that music, like you know, you've heard from Wandera, Erica, whoever, that music has spirits. It is not innocent, it is not neutral. What? It has, first of all, it has an agenda. You understand? The agenda is not to entertain you. Even if it is to entertain you, but to entertain you in an evil way. Those songs, if you watch the videos of them, if you listen to the lyrics, people, they are very evil. Kati omulokole bakusanga batya ne music yoyo. Ngebigambo byebogera. You understand? And then you're saying that you're preaching to people. I'm going to minister to them. But the music that you're playing is a total opposite, and you're the one who hired the DJ. You understand? No, for me, I don't click this. I honestly don't. What I wanted to say is, because of the spirit around that song, okay? Ultimately, it is going to lead you to do those things which the song is about. And you see how you might end up in hell. Do you understand? Because it will fill your mind, it will fill your thoughts, it will, in fact, a spirit can enter you just like that. And before you know it, man, and there are some sins, this is why, man, some sins have to be, like, avoided. Eh? There are some sins, the moment you do it the first time, it's like getting off it is difficult. You understand? There are those, man, you're like, man, you had better not start. You start it, it's like, man, it's like cocaine. You get hooked. Okay? And especially if you're a Morocco, because you see, the devil is more after you than those who are not born again. So if he gets a chance to grab you, he will hold you tight, man. Glory be to God. Yeah, there's some things, man. Okay? So do not be conformed, what? To this world. Hallelujah. You are a citizen of heaven, my dear. Okay? Before being a munyankwale, you are a citizen of heaven. Hallelujah. I was so impressed with Brian and Robin, their intro. Okay? You see, they had the truth. They had gotten the truth from here concerning HTWA Cha Buganda. Man, I was impressed. Man, they didn't sing it. And I could even sense people were like, because they're like, now, together kuyimba, or imbobwe, or edini. And you could sense the atmosphere. Because everyone thought the first thing we're going to do. And I was like, how did they, you know? Okay? So I guess Bambi, they talked to the parents, and like, mbanaye, as in, please, 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 please. Okay? And the parents, I think, were, like, especially Robin's parents, I think, were, like, understanding. And they got them off the hook. Because remember that song, you sing it, and I don't think it is only song, it is only anthem that, you know, invites evil spirits. But it must refer to also maybe several other what? Anthems. Glory be to God. Do not be conformed to the what? You are a holy nation. You are special. You are peculiar. Your citizenship is in heaven. Live like a citizen of heaven. Okay? And by the citizens of heaven, okay? PDA is not evil. So that one, don't what? Hallelujah. Okay? There's this guy, he's in our estate. Eh? The estate where we stay. Okay? I got to know him during the lockdown, and you know, and I liked him. I show him the Morocco and talks what Jesus, what you know, Mkama Yebazibwe. Very nice chap. Okay? Very nice chap. Okay? Very nice chap. Now, Aden's, we've seen him for quite some, like Aden's, This year, I think I hadn't seen him. So the other day, anyway, I passed by his house, and, you know, I went there, I knocked, and then he opened for me. And so I wanted to have lunch with him. You know, when you feel like you want to be with a mulokole, mogere bintunga, what? Abalokole. Because I have now another one. Even to be, he's jazz man. Eh? You can see it is me. He has always remembered that I'm born again then. Eh? The times when whatever cuss word, then he apologizes. Okay? So anyway, I checked on this guy. Then I told him, hey, we should have lunch. You can either come at my home. It was a Thursday or whatever, Wednesday, Friday. You can either come at my home or I come to yours because he had taken a day off work. Okay? Then he told me, ha, you know, I'm going to what? To see my mom, you know, I'm building a house. Then he sends me pictures of the house. Bambi, the car house, eh? He's what? He's building. Because he didn't have a lot of what? Money. So Bambi, it's like a small house, but I was like, wow, we're doing that for what? Parents, it's great, eh? Okay. Then I was like, oh, can I come with you? Because I was going to the village. And I wanted a change of environment because I'd been in Sasa and in Wachiso the entire week. Because my car had issues. Eh? The moment I would drop the kids to school, I hand over the car to the what? So I'd been in Wachiso. I didn't cross into Kampala. Today is when I crossed into what? Eh. So anyway, I wanted a change of environment. And I like the way villages look. The green, the simplicity of life. Eh? So I was like, ew, can I come with you? Then say, yeah, midday, yeah, we go. I was excited. I even changed the pants I had on, sweater, you know, I put on jeans. Why, no, ready, man, excited. And I was just waiting to send a text to my wife that, well, I'm inside, hey, okay? So at around midday or 11:55, I text him, and I'm like, hey, can I walk down to your house? No response. Then at midday, I call him. No, I'm ready. I'm ready. Going up country, village, with a mulokole, to get Jesus, you know. Eh? So I call the chap. Ha. Then he picks, say, ha. Oroza Sakwera Bide Undi Kun Northern Bypass. We're supposed to leave at midday. Eh? Now he's already, I was like, then in my head I'm like, let me ask you whatever him that he can turn back. Like, please, I want to work. Then he tells me, and by the way, I didn't tell you. I'm going to spend the night there. And I saw this, I was like, cutting quality. Because my day, I knew I'm coming back home like at 7 p.m. Eh, from the village. You know, like my day was, I was like, today is not for praying. What? We are praying, like, you know. So I was so disappointed. So I was like, now. Because there's some course I'm doing, I'm like, now, let me go and write a paper. You know, there's some paper which is required. So I go in there, what? Study. Before I begin to what? Work on it, some neighbor of ours, some guy, Sam's friend, and Alan's friend, rings a bell. So it's him. And I'm like, I don't have to do these things. That is when the guy is there. So we hanged out, we talked. Then at a certain point, I don't know, I think I talked about the other guy I was supposed to go with. Then this guy says, ha, I told your guy, yafuna mkazi wa mlala. I was like, what? I'm like, this jazz after what? This is not, whether it is what? Gossip or what? But because I'm in shock, I knew this guy, Mulokole. That's why I wanted to go with him to the village. Mulokole wangemu estate. Wadalim Church of Uganda. Eh? But you know, when I meet him, I'm excited. I've met a Mulokole. Then this guy shows me, I told your guy, he got another wife. Not that he left the other one. Where I went at his home, but he has another one. I was like, what? Then I say, young number that you see, for him, he wants his peace. That at times, his wife kwechangas on him, namtawanya. I think for him, he likes his peace. So, you know, I like my peace. So that the guy, then I asked him, when was that? Then I said, like 3 years ago. I was like, what? Then, so you see, he had conformed to the what? Of this world. Those things of some stupid men. When they say this, what? If you don't want this, your man to disturb you, to keep our gate, you understand? So he said, the guy is a Moroccan, now he has conformed to the standards of this world. Now he's in sin, he's in adultery. Okay? Then ask this guy that, do they have kids with them? The guy said, no. About what? He has been careful. Then asked him, so does he stay there at times? At the other, because the way he's paying for our rent, yeah? He got some kachik, he's paying for our rent. So I was like, so does he sleep, you know? Then the guy said, no. He told me, yes, unfortunately, there are young kids, but these things are evil children, very, very evil. It is going to make people burn in hell. He said, no, he goes weekends. Yeah? Weekend during the day. But every other day, Monday to Monday, is what? In Sasa. But you know, but I'm in shock. And the reasons, I see the guy has conformed to the standards of this world. Okay? Because for him, I like my peace. When she questions on me and what, for me, you know, I like my peace. So I realize that at times, maybe there are what? Issues at home, and the wife's like, don't touch me, don't touch. You know, then he's like, okay, what? You know, I like my peace. You know what? Then he decided to what? I'm like, guy, mulukole. And you see now, he tells a guy who's not saved, that other chap, he's one who he tells is manyanga. Okay? In fact, he told him that, you know, I tell you my things because of the chaliwange. So, uchaliwe guy atari umulokole, ye chaliwe, is the one who he tells this stuff. Okay? I hope there's none of you who has someone who's not born again, and they're your tight, they're the ones you tell your stuff. They just show that there's something wrong. Your tight should be a fellow Christian. This way, I've never clocked, okay? Like I said, I've never clocked how someone who's born again, a man, his best man wedding, simu locally, over a chick, best man way, yeah? Metro, I've never understood how it works, but I acknowledge that it won't lead anyone to hell, but I just don't understand how this spiritual function, I've never understood it. Okay, so anyway, the point I'm trying to make that this guy conform to the standards of this world. Okay? So when Geraldine came back and I told her that story, and by the way, even now, I can't tell her the guy. Because I'm like, if that guy ever steps, in our compound, as in, they will release the dogs on him. Okay? Because even now, this guy who told me that story, I was like, I can't tell my wife this just because my wife didn't like that. And so when she came back, I told her that what story, but I didn't tell her who it is. And I won't until maybe when Dennis Mujimba gets a dream. When God is saying that, please tell your wife who that chap is. And then so when she came back and I told her, so she somehow, which is like, and maybe that's why because you can see he ran away from me. We are leaving at midday. By midday, guy, bypass. Then he's like, and by the way, I forgot to tell you that I'll be spending a night there. Now, he's just remembering to tell me that when he's, I could bypass. You can say there was something not what? And so, my wife is like, hi, you can even find that actually he's going to spend the night what? At the other. Meanwhile, the chick thinks what? Ali mukuzimba unyumbaya mama we. But it's true. I believe the house is showed me. You can see it's a village Bambi. It is like a it's like a two-room thing, Bambi, for the old grad mom. Eh? But my, then I was like, actually, it may be true that I was going to disorganize the guys. What? Emurokole, he has conformed to the standard of this world. Then I'm like, why did now this info get to me? I was supposed to go with him, okay? Then he runs away from me, and immediately this other guy comes. Okay? I was like, is God telling me to deassociate, you know, myself with him? Maybe yes, but maybe no. Maybe God wants me now to deal with him according to knowledge. Eh? Deal with him according to knowledge. He's not the other umulokole you thought, what, you know, is that actually umulokole? Yes. Maybe it still is, but, and maybe with that also, find a wise way of helping him, okay? But you see, I can't now confront him, because remember, I got Bambi jazz from what? So I have to be, you understand, you can't do that, and because you'll break, you know, for nothing. So I was like, either God is like, run away from that chap. You see, I didn't even want you to go with him to the village. Oh, he's like, now I want you to deal. Because remember, I believe umulokole, and God is like, he needs help. I don't know. But I think, yeah, I have to deal with him now with what? Knowledge. And maybe find a way of making him tell me his stuff. Eh? He himself now to tell me. So at Bambi, I can help him. Because you see, if he's not careful, he's going to what? Because the Bible says, adulterers are not going to heaven. They won't inherit the kingdom of God. But what has gotten him there? Conform to the standards of this world. Okay? Yet he's a citizen of heaven. This is very, very what? Very, very bad. Glory be to God. Okay? And if he has laid up treasures in heaven, okay, there's a possibility that he's not going to be reunited with his treasures. Okay? It will be poteia. You understand? Okay? So now why even lay up treasures in heaven yet going to hell? Just eat and drink and be merry and then die and go to hell. You understand? If you're going to hell, there's no reason for being nice. If you are being nice, checking on people, the sick, the what, as in for what? Unless, obabazae, there's something you want from them. You understand? But if you are a citizen of heaven, you're looking forward to going to heaven, okay? Then don't be conformed to the standards of what? Of this world. Because if you do, you are walking on what? You're walking on what? Anyway, you might not be reunited with your treasures. Glory be to God. The mansion that you have built, man, you might never see it. You might see fire. Glory be to God. Okay? As I end, 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9, it says, do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Speaking to Balokole. Do not be deceived. Okay? As I read this, I'm like, you know, Okaro left when we were what? Reading. We're talking about the Katia. So you're like, you know. Yeah, but you see, for me, I really believe there's hell. And I really believe there's heaven. You know, and according to the Bible, I really believe a Christian can end up in hell. All right? So that's why, man, this thing of heaven and hell, I cannot but continually talk about it. Okay? Knowing that it is actually maybe my number one calling as a pastor, as a preacher. Okay? Every preacher, I believe, their number one calling is to make sure that his or her people get into heaven, get into the promised land. You know, eh? Okay? A preacher's number one job is not to make sure that everyone in their congregation gets married, that all of them get cars, that all of them get lands, that all of them get PhDs. I don't think so. The number one job a preacher now is to make everyone rich. I'm like, man, that is so shallow, eh? Okay? When you read the Bible, everything that these guys talked about, the writers of the different books of the Bible, especially the New Testament, they were all talking about Jesus is coming back, the kingdom is near, so don't live like this. It was the emphasis, the coming of the Lord, and to make sure that when he comes, okay, he will take you with him. Glory be to God. Okay? Saying the Bible says that, Balokole, please do not be deceived. Okay? Because don't you know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor homosexuals, nor sodomites, nor thieves, the covetous, drunkards, revilers, extortioners. He said that all these people, okay, if they are Christians, they're not going to inherit the kingdom of God. Okay? Even if they laid up treasures in heaven, they won't be reunited with those treasures. Glory be to God. Amen? Romans chapter 8, verse 12, this is the real last one. It says, therefore, brethren, we are debtors, not to the flesh. And what does that mean? It means to live according to the flesh. What does that mean? It means to live a sinful life. It says that we are debtors, not to live according to the flesh. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. Okay? This is not, we're talking about physical death. It is talking about spiritual death. For which reason? People are not going to heaven. For which reason? People are not going to inherit the kingdom of God. For which reason? People are going to hell. You understand? Eternal death, you know, death, it means being eternally separated from God, from the life of God, eternally in hell. He says that, for if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. Okay? You will live. You will live eternally with God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Okay? So, my brothers and sisters, please, I beg you. Now, I'm not quoting the Bible. I'm really begging you guys. Eh? Okay? First of all, tuswala. Abalokole, tuswala. Okay? Pentecost, abalokole, tuswala. Do you know that some sections of Christianity, which are right now very happy with how messed up we are, how ungodly we live, the way we dress, they are very happy because they are like, they are hypocrites, they are lying, you so come back where you came from. You understand? They are, you know, so too small. We're getting, you know, okay? You have a sister, you have a brother who looks at you, the things you're doing, and they're like, the sins are. Because you understand? Eh? So, because of us, like the Bible says that, because of you, God's name is blasphemed among the Gentiles. Because of us, there are some people who are not going to get saved. Because we are just double standards. We are not living like we are citizens of heaven. You understand? Tuswala, number one. Okay? People are not going to get saved. Number two. Number three, God's name is blasphemed because of us. You understand? You're his witness. He's counting on us. Okay? Let us not let him down. Okay? Number four, we are risking getting into hell. You understand? Because the unrighteous, the Bible says, will not inherit the kingdom of God. And when that happens, we shall not be reunited with the treasures that we have all along be, you know, we have been laying up in heaven. Glory be to God. Amen.
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the nations.